good evening to you. Welcome to Beagle at Night with me, RB, March the 4th, 2025. And it's very nice to be back with you. Hope it all goes well. So all the usual things in all the usual places between now and 2 o'clock, with a quick break, of course, just before midnight. So pleased to be with you. Sorry about last week. I just had a really bad bout of flu, I think. And dream. So I'm not exactly sure what happened. I had a colonoscopy on the Thursday and everything went fine and dandy with that, with no problem whatsoever. Friday I got up in the morning and I felt fine, and about 2 hours later I had just about every symptom going. Sore throat and crazy eyes and shivers and goodness knows what else. I went to bed and basically don't remember much until about 48 hours later, on Sunday. I do remember having a very nice chat, well, at least to start with my bedside table lamp, but that got rather dark, actually, to be absolutely honest with you. But everything seems to be mended now, which is good, so pleased to be with you. And got all the usual things in all the usual places as well.
Up in the sky, your love is since January, February, June or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on harvest moon for me and my gal. Shine on harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no love since January, February, June or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon for me and my girl. Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. No loving since January, February, June or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on harvest moon for me and my girl.
Flanagan and Allen, of course, and Shine on Harvest Moon. So, it's been a right couple of days, hasn't it? I'm not going to talk about it. You know exactly what I'm referring to. We don't do news here on Angel Radio. It's a news-free zone. And you know what? For that, I am enormously grateful.
Some people run, some people crawl, some people don't even move at all. Some roads lead forward, some roads lead back, some roads are bathed in white and some wrapped in black. Some people never get, and some never give. Some people never die, and some never live. Some folks treat me mean, some treat me kind. Most folks just go their way and don't pay me. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes my face is cold and sometimes it's hot. At sunset I laugh, sunrise I cry. At midnight time.
goes so quickly, doesn't it? Glen Campbell and Time from 1969. And it seems to me, the older you get, the quicker the time goes. I can't believe it's March already, which is just absolutely crazy to me. There you go. A couple of weeks' time, everyone will be going crazy over St. Patrick's Day, I think. I can't wait until about a month's time, actually, about 5 weeks' time, when I'm actually going to be off for a couple of weeks, and I'm going to be in the UK as well. I'm going to be in Buckinghamshire and Kent and Hampshire, and I think there's another county in there somewhere. I'm not totally sure, but we'll figure it out. Time now for Jazz by Jove, and this week we have three tracks from a very early album, and indeed it may be the very first album from Miss Cleo Lane.
Get by as long as I you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, that's true. But what care I, say I'll get by, as long as I have you.
Here to Stay. We started off with The Lady Sings the Blues, and in the middle, I'll Get by As Long As I Have You. Came from an album called Meet Cleo back in 1957, and as I said, I do think that may actually have been her first album ever recorded. I'm not totally sure on that, but I'm hazarding a guess. We'll have some more Jazz by Jove around about the same time next week. Right now it's Dean, Perry or Frank, and all you have to do is listen to this and see if you can figure out who it is. I will tell you, it goes from 1963, and it's a television special on American television. I think it was round about the 2nd or 3rd of January or something like that. Have a listen and see if you can work out whether it's Frank, Dean or Perry.
You were just magnificent. I don't speak Brazilian, but see if you can understand me. You play, me sing, together, music, maybe beautiful.
Your English is worse than mine.
Maybe. I think we'd better stick to the universal language, Louis. Sure. Here is a theme from a picture called The Black Orpheus that Louis wrote the music to and Hugo and Luigi put the words to. It's called Carnival.
Hmm? Manhã de Carnaval.
Sure. I'll sing to the sun in the sky. I'll sing till the sun rises high. Carnival time is here, magical time of year. And as the time draws near, dreams left my heart. I'll sing as I play my guitar. I'll cling to a dream from afar. Will love come my way this carnival day and stay here in my heart? Will true love come my way on the carnival day, or will I be alone in my dream?
I hope you enjoyed that. It was a little bit scratchy, but that was a Brazilian guitarist, Luiz Bonfar, with Perry Como, and the theme from the Black Orpheus film, which was called Carnival, and it was a special on American television, and I think this was the first time that Luis had actually been on American television. Very good indeed. Thoroughly enjoyed that. So the answer was, it was Perry. It was Perry.
Diesel, chugging along, clankety clanket, singing a song. Let's do the choo choo cha cha. You love the rhythm of the choo choo cha cha. It's just a thing to do for choo choo cha cha. When you're in love, you're the honeymoon special, picking up steam. And for heaven, ride the dream.
They do. That was Eddie Howard and his orchestra and Choo Choo Cha Cha here on Angel Radio on this Tuesday evening. At the moment, we'll turn it into Wednesday at the top of the hour, but at the moment, it's still very much Tuesday evening. Coming up after our next one is the first time around, but before that.
Job of singing it for you.
Summer, you old Indian summer, you're the tear that comes after Junetime's laughter. You see so many dreams that don't come true. Dreams we fashion when summer by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're a ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. Oh, that's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer.
Guys. guys. Ginny Simms was doing the singing there with Indian Summer from 1939. Time now for The First Time Around. This is where we have an original version of a popular song, where perhaps the original has been somewhat eclipsed by people recording other versions. I don't know whether that's the case in this particular case, purely because there's been so many people who have actually recorded it. It's very difficult to tell whether anybody actually really eclipsed the original, but I suppose they did. Certainly one would be Jerry and the Pacemakers, who back in the early 60s had a top 10 hit with it, and the song was so popular at Liverpool Football Club that they actually had adopted it as their song. But it started out in a show way back in 1945 in Broadway, and it was sung by Christine Johnson. Here is "You'll Never Walk Alone."
He's dead, Nettie. What am I gonna do?
Why, you're going to stay here with me. Main thing is to keep on living, keep on caring what's going to happen. Remember the sample you gave me. Remember what it says. When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk
there from the original Broadway soundtrack, Christine Johnson and You'll Never Walk Alone from 1945. And that's this week's First Time Around. And we'll have another song that we'll sort of talk about around about the same time next week. Now, coming up next, we're going to take a look at this week back then.
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, wonderful Angel Radio.
So let's take a look at this week back then, and we start in 1498, and Vasco da Gama, well, he visited the island of Mozambique. And on March the 8th, 1702, Queen Anne, the younger sister of Mary II, became Queen Regnant of England, Scotland, and Ireland. And talking of monarchs doing things, on this very day in 1496, King Henry VII of England issued letters patent to John Cabot and his sons, authorizing them to explore unknown lands. Whether they found any Company, of course, is unknown. 1872, on this very day, George Westinghouse patented the air brake. And in 1939 in Bombay, Mohandas Gandhi began a hunger strike in protest of the autocratic rule in British India.
These intimate pictures of Gandhi once more in the limelight as the result of his hunger strike give you an idea of how frail the little Hindu leader was when he began his fast. Aimed at the British, Gandhi's strike was also a protest caused by the caste system under which 60 million untouchables are outlawed by their fellow Hindus. Gandhi wants to include the untouchables in a united native India. But even if he does, there are the 77 million Mohammedans who oppose Hindu control.
And in 1493, explorer Christopher Columbus arrived back in Lisbon in Portugal aboard his ship, the Nina, from his voyages to what we now call the Bahamas and the other islands in the Caribbean. And back in 1797, this week back then, John Adams was inaugurated as the second president of the United States of America, becoming the first president to begin his presidency on March the 4th. And in 1890, this week back then, the longest bridge in the United Kingdom, the fourth bridge in Scotland, measuring 8,094 feet long, was opened by the Duke of Rothesay, later King Edward VII. And this week back then, in 1965, Bloody Sunday, a group of 600 civil rights marchers were brutally attacked by state and local police in Selma, Alabama. And this week back then, in 1834, York in Upper Canada was incorporated and became known as Toronto, which of course is the capital of Ontario. And in 1951, the trial of Ethel and Julius Rosenberg began. And this week back then, it's not been a good week for air crashes. In 1963, Aeroflot Flight 191 crashed, killing 12 people. In 1966, BOAC Flight 911, a Boeing 707, hit clear air turbulence and crashed into Mount Fuji, killing everybody on board. In 1968, Air France Flight 212 crashed and killed 63 people on board. And indeed, 1973, an Iberia DC-9 collided in midair with a Spantax Convair 990 Coronado over Nantes in France. And did I mention that George Westinghouse patented the air brake? I really wish he hadn't.
Good evening. We've got an action-packed evening for you tonight on 10.
It's Diddy David, and March the 5th, 1969, was a Wednesday. Started off at 4:15 in the afternoon, actually, with Tinker and Tucker Club. Crossroads Rose was at 4:30, and at 5 to 5, Discotheque. Do Not Adjust Your Set was on at 5:20. ITN News at 10 to 6. Today with Clement Freud at 6:04, and The New Adventures of the Saint at 7:25. And it was Wednesday, and at 7:30, it was this.
I know. But landlord's that money behind.
Ah, it's the money they milked from you.
Well, it's all right for you, Eno. You've only got old Swindley to handle.
He'd be the worst slum landlord of the lot if I didn't jump on his back and get the spurs in every so often.
Of course, Coronation is still on Wednesday nights at 7:30, but the difference between now and then was, then it was good. Okay, maybe... Okay, it may be a bit cruel to me, but I don't think I'm wrong, do you? The Avengers were on at 8 o'clock with John Steed and Tara King facing one of their toughest cases. Mountbatten was on at 9 o'clock and the news at 10 was at 10. Callan, Death of a Friend, was at 10:30, and at 11:30, believe it or not, it was professional wrestling from the Pavilion in Hemel Hempstead. Joe Cortez versus Ignatius Borg, can you believe? That was happening this very day on Thames Television back in 1969.
247 Radio 1, non-stop music.
But also on this very same day, if you were young and hip like I was back then, well, you would have been tuned to Radio 1. And that started at 7 o'clock with Tony Blackburn, Family Choice at 9, Jimmy Young at 10, Radio 1 Club from London at 12, and Dave Cash at 2. Sounds like Tony Brandon at 4:15, and Pete Murray at 6:30 with What's New. News was at 7:30, followed by the weather forecast, and then Alex Campbell with Some Folk. At 8:15, it was Jazz Club, and Late Night Extra with Pete Myers was on at 10 o'clock. Some of the things that were happening on BBC Radio 1 this week back then. And if you walked into a record store on this day, what should we say, 1963, and asked for the number one song, you would have been given this.
Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. And I was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, I spent my younger days, and I guess the sound of the outward bound made me a slave to my wandering ways. On the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. I tried my best to settle down. She's now alone with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. Next of kin to the wayward wind, the next of kin to the wayward wind.
Number one this week back then in 1963, Frank Ifield and the Wayward Wind. And I have to admit I made a bit of a mistake in this week back then when I refer to items actually happening today. I actually meant tomorrow because I got the date wrong in my calendar. I was looking at last year's, which was calendar, which was a leap year. So I do apologize about that. All the other stuff was correct. Everything was correct. But when I said today, I actually meant tomorrow, which is like 17 minutes away. So we can probably cope. We're off to the piano parlor in a couple of minutes' time.
Though we're apart,
That was Sammy Kay. Swing and Sway the Sammy Kay Way. Tommy Ryan doing the vocal refrain there. Blueberry Hill from 1940. Time now to pop off to the piano parlour. And this week, tinkling the ivories, Winifred Atwell. that was, of course, Winifred. Well, really couldn't mistake her for anybody else, could you? We started off with the Britannia Rag, and in the middle there we had the Maple Leaf Rag, and finally we had no rags at all left, so we had the Summer of the Seventh Doll, this week's piano parlour occupied by the great Winifred Atwell. This is Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood.
There's no one in this world for me. There's never gonna be. There's no one in this world needs me. There's never gonna be. And yet sometimes in my dreams I hear. There's never gonna be. There's no one meant for only me. There's never gonna be. And yet sometimes in my dreams I hear.
Sundown, Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. And I think that's just about it for this first hour. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes' time. In the second half of the program, well, we'll have some Bing Crosby at about 10 past 12. Quarter past 12, we're off to Germany in Holger's house. We have some poetry from Jesse up there in California, Scotland, at about 25 past 12. And half past 12, it'll be Beagle's Big Three. I heard it at the movies at 10 to 1, and at 1 o'clock, it'll be a little bit of posh. We have Day at Night with Doris Day at 10 past 1, and some comedy at around about 1:30. So a full couple of hours. So I do hope you will stick around and join me after we've done a little bit of housekeeping, I think is the term people to. I don't know why, but I'll be back.